Now, the good news is they got a positive result, which indicates that, you know, maybe this combination is going to be effective. But I think the trial formerly known as Aphrodite is the right trial design for the most part to answer this question, because it's going to look at lapatinib alone versus trastuzumab alone versus the combination of the two, assuming they can be safely given.
And there's also a sequencing one.
They have a sequencing arm where they're trying to adjust for this half-life issue of trastuzumab, where they're going to give trastuzumab first, allow 3 months washout. So it'll be trastuzumab with the taxane, 3 month washout, and then come in with the lapatinib. Had I been designing the trial, I would have done it the reverse way. I would have given the lapatinib first, followed by the trastuzumab, so there couldn't be any possible issue of a combination in the sequence study.
Is there a way to look at trials like the one that was presented at ASCO and see how well people responded based on how long it had been since they had trastuzumab?
I think that's been looked at, and my understanding is there is a trend there, but it's not significant.
You know, another thing about the Aphrodite trial that's going to be kind of controversial is how they're going to handle the concurrent versus sequential chemotherapy thing. There seems to be a strong sentiment in the United States pro-concurrent, but I take it that it's not quite the same approach in Europe?
It's not as strong, but I will tell you, I think the European investigators are saying the Europeans are all using sequence are absolutely wrong, because from the data I've seen, it's 50-50 with the sequence losing favor and the combination gaining favor, especially as some of the data mature for HERA. Now, the thing that's the concern about HERA is the updated data showing those curves are starting to come together. I mean, that's why
after
I said
Herceptin stop.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying that looking at the 006 follow-up data, because, you know, we have two more interim analyses planned. There's 450, 600 events, and then 900 events. And then it's done on the follow-up. But we are accruing less events because the patients are doing so well. But we are at 450. And I think the 450 data are going to be very informative about what's going on in HER2-positive patients with trastuzumab. When you effectively hit this target in terms of those hazard ratios, if there's decay, how much decay, and what's the relative difference between the anthracycline-based, non-anthracycline-based, and what does Topo2 contribute? So we're going to know in just a few weeks.
Well, it's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to hearing about that.